Hello, this is Lobster De La Hoya, here to annoy ya. If you ever been to the Paramount Moore or Neptune Theaters in Seattle, Washington, you know just how special they are. I'm asking you to save your stages by donating at stgpresents.org/donate.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I have Dan Droz. I have Jeff Redding. My name is Steve Martin. This is Seattle Today.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
I see them rocking out over there.
15 years in the making. Ladies and gentlemen, we have mirror gloss.
Yeah.
We got Del Brown.
Hi guys, I'm Del.
We got Naj Monique Todd.
Hello.
We got the one and only Mr. Lobster De La Hoya.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. 15 years, we're saying.
15 years.
Known you folks.
That's insane.
Yes.
That is insane.
We have stories.
Oh, man. I don't know if you want to tell all that.
We are not going to.
So I had that house.
Pre-internet.
Bought that house from those folks that had the giant hot tub and the giant
inside. It had an inside tub.
And all the parties, all the private parties would be in the big blue tub room.
Yeah.
And I was never there. I didn't really do that.
Well, time out. Yeah. There was an indoor hot tub and an outdoor hot tub.
No.
And a time machine.
Also, my mom might be listening to this, so we should probably.
We'll keep it.
We'll have a friends and family edit.
No, I'm kidding. I mean, like, my mom.
Oh,
like,
you are okay.
At this point, like, anything I've done, like, my mom has to be okay with, because I mean, like, it turned out okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It ended up in the right place, so like, whatever I did.
Yeah.
Just like
no disclosure over here.
Yeah.
To the good spot. You know, all the bad things I did equaled out to like good Naj.
Yeah.
So
the house had an indoor hot tub.
Yes.
In this little kind of green room.
It was like a green, it had like a glass kind of a wall. Like
atrium, maybe?
I think so.
And then it had
that
a giant.
Like some rich people shit. Like,
and it was an atrium. Tacoma.
Yeah.
The only atrium I knew was at my high school.
Didn't they have an atrium? Though. Yeah.
Anyway, mirror gloss.
Wait,
right.
So mirror gloss.
That sounded kind of sexy.
So good.
It sounded like an astroglide.
Right. Like an astroglide dick.
You like astroglide? Here comes mirror gloss.
Cleaning product.
Or. So, glue product.
So I was just reading the thing that said 2012.
Yeah.
Okay.
2012.
And so, what in the last year changed for all of a sudden you guys are everywhere?
I don't know. Are we everywhere?
Because we're gangster as fuck.
Right. Yeah. But you were always gangster as fuck, and now all of a sudden I'm seeing you everywhere. Yeah.
That's true. And like the thing is just like Jeff knows this from back, like in our city in Tacoma, you know, there, I mean, we just had an amazing scene. Yeah. So it's like,
we really did.
Everybody, because like Jeff was legendary in our scene too. Like we all were legendary. So nice. We just all hung out with one another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, we always said the mirror gloss. I always felt like mirror gloss was like little duckies. You know, when we got thrown into this, like we basically did this just because it was fun and we loved, you know, music. I mean, we were fans for you.
Too old always, to be groupies.
Always.
Yeah, we couldn't be groupies anymore. We're like,
right.
So
no. I love that.
Phase
I love
two.
That.
Yeah. Shout out to Shabazz.
Yes, phase two.
Phase two.
And so we basically just like, we've been working, but I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like anybody learning something new, we had a bunch of like, all right, this is what we're doing, and we know how to do it, and this is how it's going to be done. And then you do it, and you're like, okay, that's not the exact way to do it. So we would go back, and I feel like maybe this year we kind of finally. We fine-tuned it.
Yeah.
It's like duckies. They're kind of smoothly rolling along, but underneath they're just like work,
crazy.
Yeah. And I think it's just the culmination of everything that we've been doing,
and just a lot of support.
I was going to say that means people like that have messed with us for years and have given us
support.
Grace.
Yep. Yeah,
and loved
given us,
us
a lot of grace.
Loved us through a lot of.
And I think too, you know, not to interrupt you at
all,
but I think we're also kind of unique in the sense that we don't look like anybody else, nor do we sound like anything. Anywhere in Washington, to be completely honest. So
totally.
I think that makes us stand out a little bit more because, you know, and I think our influences are pretty apparent. I mean, like, we're big black girls and we got the big black girl steez, but when it comes down to it, we're rock and roll bitches.
Always.
And, you know, and I think that always kind of shines through a little bit, and like each track you can kind of hear it a little bit. So I think with all those kind of things kind of amalgamated together, I think it definitely, like, makes people kind of, you know, like, interested.
Yeah.
So, and I'm very grateful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think people needed Mer Glas this year.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're like a all-encompass, all-in-one party. Like, yeah, we'll come, we're going to be fun.
2020 needed Mer Glas.
I think so.
Which is crazy. Like, you guys are the only thing, these are the only thing that could soothe 2020.
You got us to 21.
Yeah.
You got us to 21.
We don't know what to do with you now that you're here.
Right,
but, you know,
right.
So there you go.
Now what? Now what? It's
I'll rub your tummy.
There we go.
I will not rub your tummy.
I will.
Okay, so I've known you two forever.
Yes.
Where did you meet the legendary Lobster de la Hoya?
That's between y'all.
Off on the street.
God. That's all.
Okay,
all.
Let's. How about this? How about I'll ask Lobster.
I want some crack. You know what,
what the fuck are you even talking about?
No. We added another jokester into that. Like all of us take like 30%.
I don't even fucking know. Like, yeah, I do know, but then
I mean, you have to start. I mean, the thing is nobody wants to start off.
I'll tell you. You know,
yeah. Let's hear.
I'll tell you what I know. You know, I was all like,
okay, make sure you're talking into the mic. Make sure you're talking. We want to hear you.
So I was like. Okay, I seen you guys perform, right? Mm-hmm. The Nectar Lounge, right?
Yes.
And I knew you at the time. Is that correct?
He didn't really know me.
But I saw that performance.
He saw me.
Nectar, Fremont. Fremont?
Years, but then there was before.
What year is that? I'm sorry, what year
no,
is that?
No, this is this past. This is like this year.
No, it was the year before. 2019?
No.
2020? Early 2020, before.
Okay. Before it shut down?
This was like... when stuff was shut down already.
Well, okay, so we played, Tony's related to the drummer for Breaks and Swells, which is like our sister band. You know, shout out to Marquita.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
Derek Jones.
You, Marquita.
And,
where is she?
Tony's cousin is Derek Jones. So basically, he came out to see his cousin play, and we opened up for them. So he's seen Mer Glas as a whole. How he ended up personalizing it is Tony and I met on a dating app, and we started dating. And then later on in, as we're just revealing our, you know, interests.
Oh, I saw you before. You know, I was at
he
that
saw me
venue.
Before.
You know, I remember you guys.
Yeah, so he does remember us from there.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
but
gotcha. Okay.
Essentially, we started dating, and then as we kind of just started, you know, revealing all your talents and stuff, I'm like, you're an amazing DJ, and he's making beats, and I'm like, why isn't your stuff on SoundCloud? And he starts sharing.
I was like, why aren't you in Mer Glas?
And then
there you go.
Then that
and
was,
I was
that
like,
was
Del did the inviting, because I was very trepidatious. I mean, you know, you don't want to be like, I mean, that's like the downfall of a band. Like, you do not invite your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Or
oh, you ain't about shit.
But you know, but like, you got your Fleetwood Mac, and then the record.
See?
Maybe don't break up.
That, no.
But if you did, you might make some really good beats. You know, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Just keep the engine on full. You know what I'm saying? Just like, that's what we do. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, Dale was like, that was her. She was like, why is he in the band? Dale was like, well, Dale's my sister. You guys don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, not,
we're not like,
you know,
but, we're not blood related, but we're soul family.
Yeah.
Dale's been on this planet for a long ass time.
This is my last life.
Old soul.
Oh, wow.
She's an old soul.
She's been here for a while. Yeah. She knows everything about me, my kids, just about everybody, you know, and I'll tell you the truth. She will read you, and she will know everything about you. She's special. Yeah. So.
And it was good because $25
an hour.
I don't think
it's not free. It's not free.
No, nothing's free.
I don't think I would have initially said anything or brought it up. I might have been a bit longer or further into the line, but Del just, I mean, it worked, and I wanted it, and when she brought it up, I was like, hey, because, you know, she's my, you know, main concern as far as, like, we've grown this band together, so anything that we do, like, she got to be 100% on board. Or we're not going to do it.
Totally.
So when she brought it up, it was like, oh, okay, I'm down for that. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
And she was. And so it was beautiful, and it's easy, and it makes our job so much easier. Like,
yes, it does.
Yeah. We can create together. We don't have to wait and go find anyone. You know, Tony's a weirdo like us. So
very
we can
weird.
Just
perfect.
Say stuff, and he gets it, telling him totally.
We're just the power of three, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Black
chemistry matters.
It really does.
It gets weirder. They won't let us.
Yeah.
Well.
they put a threshold on weirdness.
Nuz is a weird cock blocker. Like, she will cock block.
I will let you do a lot of things. Like, will I let you wear a marshmallow costume on stage? Is that in your best interest for the brand?
Well, she was like, you know, she was like, hey, she wearing your dashiki today. So she let, you know.
I suggested the dashiki today, and he didn't want to wear it.
She did. You know, she did suggest that. Listen, so she is on.
I have a business mind and an artistic mind. Right. You know? I will give both opinions, but I'm into the weird. I love anybody, like, touting their fashion. And if you're going to get weird, like, get into it and be weird and be fashionable about it and dive into it and put your shit together. Have your whole little steez going. I love that. So.
Right. Who was that, yes, like?
And come up for breath whenever
you want.
Who did
that, like? Exactly. Like 15 years ago, and she wore like a swan dress to
New York.
That's my girl.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Remember that?
She was like, she
was holding an egg.
Yes.
And everybody's like,
but huh? Listen, yes, today we're still talking about it. So she that's what I'm saying. I fuck with her. And Bjork is one of my favorite, not only vocalists, but like lyricists.
Remember when we saw her in LA and I was just crying like a baby? Like, it's Bjork, bitch.
Yeah, you just can't believe it. I was like, oh my God.
Where'd you see her?
We went to FYF Festival in LA.
Yeah, I was in like Compton or something.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Compton, that was in Carson.
Carson?
Yeah.
Is that where it is?
I lived right across the street from, that was at Cal State Dominguez.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. That was my backyard college. My parents bought a house where I street. They sent to that college.
This right here?
Yes.
That's our fact check bell.
Fact check. Yeah, yeah. Tony and Joe are the fact checker. I don't talk about your emotions and the color of your aura.
You talk about South LA, I know about it. Hey, born and raised in Compton right here. You know what I mean?
There you go.
But yeah, no, we went out there. We saw tons of acts. We saw Missy Elliott. We saw Frank Ocean. Insane. Because Missy Elliott hadn't played in America in the last 20 years. And I thought about it. I was like, she's one of my favorite artists. Like, why haven't I never seen her? I was like, I don't think she's ever tried to
tour.
She didn't. She was in Europe for all those years.
She
had an illness.
She has an autoimmune disease.
So she wasn't doing it.
Really?
So that was the first time. It was
20 years without an American performance? Really?
That's crazy.
That was before the Super Bowl, right?
But she's still fire.
Right.
That was before the Super Bowl, too, right? Yeah.
My mouth was agape during the whole performance.
It was insane, you guys.
Miss Yelly's one of the best.
And she didn't want those mix-ups, too. She didn't play the whole song. It was just like, let me play you every song I've ever written that you love. So you get
20 seconds.
All my bangs hits out. We're not going to mess around with anything.
Started off
hits.
With 1 Minute Man. I was like, yes.
That's good.
Amazing. It was great. It was really great.
You guys have to tell me how you got to make a video in the Tacoma Dome.
Oh, wow.
Dude, that is so...
I'll let Naja tell that story.
Dang, I don't even know.
With the support, I mean...
The Tacoma Dome.
It's insane. Okay,
we're still... And then
they drive cars in there. Man, they made us feel like we was up in there like Destiny Child or something.
It was amazing.
It was crazy. I mean, how many concerts has people seen at the Tacoma Dome?
Right.
I mean,
well, come on, guys. We have your dressing room here.
Okay.
Come on now.
Hey, Elton John was in our room, though. We should have been out there. Elton John was in our room.
Well, we got in... I believe the first contact we had was Devon Manier. Really has always given us tons of support. He manages the Black Tones. He's been a friend of ours for years. Shout out.
We love you, Devon.
Yeah.
Love y'all.
And he's always looking out for little things that can help us out, little places that we can fit in, and he's always got an eye out for us. So he messaged us and said that Ben London wanted to get in touch with us, which we met Ben when we played and opened up for Carrie Aukery for one of her shows, one of the last shows we did before COVID.
I think it was at the Croc.
Yeah, it was at the Croc. Mm-hmm. And so they needed another band, and they just got in touch with us.
I'm just so mad.
I know.
I don't know where I've been.
I mean, but here's the thing, Jeff. You know, you got us COVID. We've been boiling, marinating.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude, I'm so
excited. This stuff opens up, it's about to pop off.
I know.
Y'all don't even know. So this is about to come out here like Beyonce at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So keep going. So you... For that gentleman, he got
and
you there.
So they emailed us and they said that we want to link you up with the band. And they gave us a cover, and it was so quick, you guys. We got the email on Monday, and we were in the studio on like Wednesday, immediately. And of course, then they give us the song, and we're laughing because they gave us Ball of Confusion.
Okay, so the benefit. Got you the studio so you could record it so that you could do the video.
Well,
for
and there was tons of it. What was that? What was the name of our studio? Can we Google
Crackle
that?
Crackle Pop.
Crackle Pop Studios.
Yeah,
the thing is all these people donated.
Ballard.
Okay.
Smash is an organization that helps musicians, get the healthcare that they need. You know, even if it's a bridge to, help you pay for a little bit of something or to direct you to the right doctor.
Oh, they did a benefit here.
Yeah, the one before yours was here.
It usually is, and that's what it is.
Smash is fired.
This was it was so amazing, you guys. We got to link up. We got to hang out with the Naked Giants. They're amazing.
Yeah. I have a crush on all Johnny, yo, what's up, all y'all? What's up?
Hey, what up, Giovanni?
Shout out.
And so we just got the song. I'm in the studio. I'm writing the lyrics out because I'm like, this is a lot of words. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we talk a lot. You know that, Jeff.
Come on. You're not done yet.
I'm just like, I'm wondering, like, as I'm listening to the song when they gave it to us, I'm like, do we got to record? You guys want us to record this in 2 days? Like, I can't learn this song
in
2 days.
Is it Phil Collins? The Genesis?
Ball of Confusion.
Ball of Confusion,
people
right.
Going out, people going in, why? Because of the color of the skin.
Temptations originally did. Yeah. Okay. We did the Tina Turner interpretation of it.
Yes.
I don't know if you
It was the imitations.
Vocals,
it was the later Temptations.
But there's definitely some
we
Tina Turner
them the imitations.
On my end.
Okay.
100%. Right.
We got in there and literally we have the mic up in the studio. We've got the stand and I've got the pages numbered and we're literally reading the lyrics and I'm throwing them off. I was like, just read the page.
In my apartment.
Boop, boop, doop, 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 doop. And we're sitting in there and we're doing it. And it came out great. I mean, how many hours did we spend in that studio? A couple hours?
Oh, this is like Crackle Pop.
Like 4.
It was about 4 hours and we killed it. I mean, it was just so like simpatico. Like,
Giants, like.
They sick, bro.
They're fucking, I can't wait for
they
us
come
to
work.
Do more stuff with them.
They come to work.
So did they go into the studio and lay the tracks down first
and we did,
at the same time? Or
we were masked. Yeah, we were all masked up. We kind of, it's like a 3-room studio.
Mm-hmm.
So where you do
live.
Vocals, you could be in one room mm-hmm. and then the band was in another room and then Tony was in the actual studio with the engineers working and doing, working on clipping and making making little tracks
and make the loop
into.
And all that, you know what I mean? They asked you to do the loop
and then
the so everything was just organic.
It was really great.
No ideas. It was just like, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do that? A few hours later, we had the track.
We just had it. And then after that, we got in touch with the production team. They had two teams with it. They had the musical side and the production side of the video. And then they got in touch with us, and we met Lael Rogers, who's a musician herself, and she was our director. And they work for a company called All Is Well production company, and they just had everything laid out. Like, they sent us a treatment, and we got to get in with our outfits, and we got to pull from our closet. We had to meet up with the stylist.
They had a stylist.
Yes.
Granted, we did our own hair and makeup, because that's doable.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hair by Naja Monique, Mira Goss, definitely is full of talent. Della is a makeup artist, and I am a hairstylist.
Hi.
Mira Ready Glam.
We're similar
on Instagram.
Like that. We do our own.
You got to have a couple hustles.
We do our own hair and makeup here too.
Thank
you.
Looks very
Steve,
dewy
Steve
tonight,
does mine.
Guys.
I don't. I'm all thumbs.
Dewy and matte at the same. Is very nice, livable face.
Jeff tried to give me smoky eyes once. It was like really bad.
But yeah, no, we went in there and it was freezing cold, you guys. And
was it colder than this?
It was colder than this.
Yeah, way colder.
Oh, good.
Like,
we're in like little mini dresses. You know,
I watched the video.
Oh, no, it was cold.
It was so cold. I didn't think about my life. And then you just keep telling yourself about how lucky you are to do this because you're in there 8-9 hours and you're just like, I'm tired.
And then you start thinking about like Beyonce and Madonna and
the tequila was gone.
And how their videos take days, sometimes weeks to even make.
I mean,
and then you're like telling yourself that you're kind of being a bitch right now and you need to be humble and grateful and do the fucking thing.
Nice. And we got our shit together. Yeah. I mean, we kind of had a little hissy. We're like,
I ran out of gas.
Okay, so there was a hissy.
There was no hissy fit. No disrespect.
Just
us complaining. Internally.
Internal
hissy fit that
you
have.
I'm cold. You guys have been through so much. You're not going to
fuck
that
up. I also was wearing these insane Jeffrey Campbell like studded boots.
Oh my God.
They don't give a fuck. They look so cool. I know y'all think them boots.
We're going to post the video and people will be like, oh, look at those boots.
Those boots were awesome. They hurt. They were good until about hour 6.5, and then it
hurt
all fell
so
apart.
Good.
Little known fact, I didn't even know the fucking words to the fucking song.
If you look closely at the end of the video, I think my baby kicked some shits off.
I was like, get
the shoes off. Get the shoes off.
My feet. Get them off.
Kick some shits off. Oh my, whoa.
But I mean,
that
like,
is
the
enough.
Power of editing. They were so good. I was like, I cannot wear these. Yeah. I mean, they're the most expensive shoe I have. I've only worn them like 3 times.
$500.
Yeah, so I need to wear them like 10 more times to get them my money's worth.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you get them on a video, though, that's a lot. That's
a lot
that's
of
like
plan.
3 wears or 4 wears.
I can punch three.
Punch card. Exactly.
It's a legacy.
Exactly.
You're
good. Yeah.
But man, that was so fun, you guys. It was so amazing. I don't think I've ever done anything like that. The video was beautiful. It came out amazing. Like, I was looking at it like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I was geeking out, and it was just really, it was so amazing.
I was very proud of of what we were allowed to do in such a short amount of time with really professional people that really, like, knew what the fuck they were doing. Like, honestly, I don't know how they edited that video to make it look like we were cooler than we actually were.
I'm as cool as I looked in that video.
It was mind over matter. Well, I'm not that cool. You're way cooler. You guys are both cool.
No, you guys.
I am as cool as I
y'all
was
looking
video.
Fly. Y'all was looking hella fly. You know what I mean?
But yeah, it was so cute. Amazing. Babies Everybody worked fun. So hard. And, you know, like I said, like the Naked Giants, like
All is well.
Everybody was just.
You were fans of them from the get-go.
It just made it such a beautiful experience, man. It was really cool because also when we got to view the actual, like, benefit, you know, it was crazy because every single one of the artists on there were friends with. Like, we got to see Whitney's video. I loved freaking what was it, Casper Baby Pants?
What was her name?
Oh, we just played a show with her. She's so badass.
Wait, actually, are they gonna she? Are they them?
It could be. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry if we messed up anybody's pronouns.
Yeah, yeah.
Chong the Nomad, man.
Yeah, Chong the Nomad.
I don't know why that was
definitely
my,
a fan. That definitely was my a fan.
They were like electronic.
Asked her for her drum.
Yes.
Drunk
and then
kids
we got
to mess with
Shayna. I don't know if anybody checked out her performance.
Shayna Shepherd.
She's amazing.
Definitely a fan of
her. I'm going to pass out when I saw that.
I met her.
Shayna Shepherd makes me just want to give up and just go to bed. Like, her voice
definitely
is so
fan. Definitely a fan of her. Glad
she's amazing.
Her.
It was so awesome to see Audra, like, hosting the unit.
It was just cool. It was like,
as well.
In 2020.
She did such a good job.
She really did do a good job.
She did it. You know, she came with it, you know.
It was just nice. It felt connective. Like, we play a lot of shows with those people. And we spend a lot of time with them. And we hang out. And we were not we haven't been able to really commune with them. I mean, as an artist, like, being able to connect with people in your community that are doing the same things, especially other POCs, and just creating together, which is what we do. We weren't able to do that this year. So it kind of felt like I got kind of like misty-eyed. I was like, this is kind of fun. It feels like we did like a festival together, even though we didn't get to see one another or anything. And definitely when the benefit ended, there was lots of Instagram calls like, Shayna, your video was fun. It was really fun. So, I mean, I hope it made everybody else feel good, but it also was good for us. Like, I just felt so connected. It was like the one thing I love about our community is, like, you know, in Seattle, I love that we got to come up with a lot of these people. Like, if it hadn't been for girls, like, you know, if Audra hadn't put us on, we would never be where we are.
Fly Moon Royalty.
Yeah. Mike Ilvester and Mike Audra, Ilvester. They have, like...
They really put us on.
They put us on, and then we got in with Night Train, and all those girls from Night Train that have branched off to do other things, they're all really good friends of ours, and these people continue to support
Eric
us.
Eric Blood.
Oh, my God.
Eric Blood.
God damn, Eric.
So,
love you, Eric.
Just so
many,
so much. Yeah, there's just been so much support. I mean, just being a musician in Seattle has been, you know, it's hard, it's tough. You know, you got to fight for your space. I feel like everybody's talented in 2020. The internet has everybody out here making the bombest track you ever heard.
Everyone.
You got to be different.
Like, could some people calm down? Can we, like, get a couple of people in there?
Sit your ass down.
Take several ass seats.
No, Seattle's doing real shit.
So it's, like, really cool, though, because I feel like people still will find space for each other, and I haven't felt any competition. It's, you know, healthy competition where you're like, ooh, what about this? But it's always been support and love and, like, putting one another up.
No haters.
Always, like, bringing one another up. We, you know, the fact that someone who's not our manager would even bring us into this conversation and get us such a great opportunity, that's amazing. So.
Yeah, it's amazing. And on top of that, and I'm sorry if I cut you off.
You didn't cut me off, baby.
I just wanted to add to the conversation real quick. The fact that we're from Tacoma, we're a Tacoma-based band, the fact that Seattle really fucking shows up for
they
us.
They really do.
Really pulls us in and really accepts us and, like, gives us little pats on the head, man. It means so fucking much.
Well, you guys know that, you know, Nirvana moved to Tacoma to start playing bigger shows.
So
you guys are in the right place.
We just went through Aberdeen. We went to Ocean Shores with another friend
Come
of ours.
Come as you are.
Right. Pyle, her and her husband sing in a band called Pistons Ready. So we got band connections on all sides of things. They're a metal band and stuff. But we went up to Ocean Shores and we like to spend a couple of days
with our quarantine bubble.
Nice. And we were up there and we go through Aberdeen and we always have a conversation like, let's find Kurt Cobain's house.
Yeah.
little shack over there. She's trying to sell that bitch for $1 million.
Right?
Ain't high, Willis.
I had to pee at that time. I was like, nah, I got to go pee and play with some deer.
I don't think you're going to get $1 million.
You know, I mean, because whatever you have to do, you got to go to Aberdeen.
It's still in Aberdeen.
Which isn't bad, but I feel like
it's a mecca.
You can't have like a lot of goals to do other things unless it's online if you're in Aberdeen.
It's funny you should say it's a mecca because we had Matt Lucan who is a...
Oh my God, I love Mud Honey.
He started the Melvins.
I love the Melvins.
Yeah, we love the Melvins.
and he was in... I was asking like, how does one of the... like, so the Melvins and Nirvana were like two of the most... as far as like the 90s and that whole thing. How do two bands that are going to be that gigantic come from Aberdeen? See,
now my 17-year-old daughter loves the Melvins.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is maybe we're not doing the right things. Maybe we need to go take a week and stay in Aberdeen. Live you better out, write the album out, of your life.
Move drink out. The water out there. Right? Yeah. See if that helps. Right.
I'm going
to
mention her name. Lucky Jones.
There you go. Yeah, Matt wasn't even from Aberdeen. He was from Montesano, which is like a suburb of Aberdeen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, how does that happen?
Like,
Yeah.
That's tight. I love grunge.
Me too.
I'm an old grunge fan.
Well, and so have you guys seen shows here before?
Oh, certainly. Yeah.
So when was the first time you were in this building?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
Fuck.
We don't know.
Girl.
Okay,
didn't we? We were talking about
today
what we
for
did.
Me?
Yes. No, Jeff, do you know how, you know, are you remember our lives before this?
I know.
We were at a show like
every show.
Two a day, you guys. We were not playing. We would go into the Stranger and we would just buy tickets. We would forget, do we have tickets this weekend for something? We were thirsty, hungry. We love music. Like
I would see you in Seattle.
All the time.
Yeah.
I mean, we were up here. We were busted up here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will tell you, the last time that I was in here, I did see Angel Olsen. And then I got to go to a bar and hang out. And then I got to meet her. And she said that she liked my dress.
This reminds me of this church I was forced to go to. You know?
Steve?
Yes.
Did you work that show?
Angel Olsen.
We worked that show.
You did.
So Dan has confirmed that we did work that show.
Apparently they worked the show.
Yes.
Whoa, I don't remember. Fact check.
We were all together, guys. Hit that fact check button.
I have fact check.
I'll go to my calendar right now.
I believe Dan, though. So,
probably. It was a great show. It was an insane show because there were so many, like, there were other famous people that were here. It was like, girl, you know you're doing real stuff with other famous people that are coming to your show.
Yeah.
I was seeing other band members. I was like, hey, I was with one of my best friends, Marisa. And I mean, I saw, was it?
Marisa.
Marisa Bus, yes.
Yeah, I know her.
Yeah. Tyson,
Big Booty Bus.
Damn. Tyson, Marisa.
Big booty
so inappropriate.
Ah, she loves it. That's my boo.
Oh my God.
We good.
Tyson, Marisa, we love y'all. Uh-huh.
They're gonna die.
She's gonna beat me up.
She's gonna
be mad.
No, she's not. She's gonna give me a big hug.
She's gonna be like, oh, you said my name.
I mean, I got to spend time with Lindy West up there. That was fun too.
Oh my God. When are we gonna hang out with Lindy West?
The Arthur show. Well, I got to hang out with her at the Angel Olsen
TV show.
Shrill the book and then the TV show.
Okay.
Yeah. I think she just released something else as well, too.
Where's she from?
She's from here, honey. Yeah, her show is basically about her coming up as a writer here in Seattle and all the things she had to go through as a plus-size woman.
Nice.
Super cool. You guys can watch her show on Hulu. Two seasons, and I think she just got a third.
What's it called?
Shrill.
Okay.
And so is her book, Lindy West. Amazing artist. But yeah, it was a great night. The Moore Theater's beautiful. You guys want to come see a concert in the theater. Yeah. But like, I really would like to view it from one of these boxes so I can feel like Marie Antoinette, but you know, you guys aren't like
me. Take a look back. You know?
Do you see me up here hanging out?
You know what? I looked at you for a second and I was like, I've seen each other before. Met you before.
We might have taken a drink together.
Just here. You doing sound at places. I've seen you.
Oh.
Dale doesn't lie.
So Steve's been this.
I've seen you.
He's been the theater manager for the Moore for 10 years.
Okay, so we definitely.
I was the stage manager mostly, and then I had taken over about a year ago, and then.
So you probably, if you come here, he's
COVID
there.
Came along.
Yeah, we definitely.
Dan is usually behind the desk back there, but now he's moved on to greener pastures. We can't talk about it, or we'll all be killed in our sleep.
Changes happen.
You did like my Jeffersons?
That was dope.
Dale knows every day. Let her read your palm.
Damn, I'm not reading anybody's fucking palm.
You might.
Mine's dirty.
Great, mess okay.
My palm.
Get that hustle, 2021,
girl,
man.
You guys want to know something?
Do it.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to make you do that. I'm joking.
Don't do it.
Come on, don't go. Don't leave me hanging.
Is that the Handy Right one?
Give him five. I just
did. Give him like, Dale. What do it, Dale.
And I use this. This is my right hand.
No, no. What do you write with?
This is my. That's your dominant hand.
Yes.
Turn it over. Let me look at it.
Don't tell him too much, though.
I'm not going to tell him too much.
All right.
You always do, Dale.
Give her a shrewd.
They said the N word.
You always do.
I will tell you this. You have a zeal for life. You are very affectionate. You have a lot of like love for people. You feel very responsible for just about everybody around you. You're very caring. You're very sensitive. Super compassionate. You will kind of like let stuff fester before you like pop off at the mouth. But
whoa!
When you
do,
somebody over here.
I mean, it's like.
Did I hear that? Ooh,
I saw that. I saw the look on his face.
You asked.
Now you caught me. You caught me.
It's usually spot on.
Okay. She don't
you
play.
Love pleasure. You will do anything in your pursuit of pleasure. You're a bit of a hedonist in a lot of ways, and I hope I'm not getting too personal.
No, that's fine. You do.
You put your hand out on the podcast. So that's on you.
I just like you know I'm in the neighborhood, so I thought I'm you know.
You also use your intellect a lot to solve problems. But if your heart's not in it, like, you just say, fuck it.
Right.
Yeah.
So really fast, I was looking at tattoo ideas.
Certainly.
And there's this one of this kind of pretty devil girl, and it says pleasure seeker under her.
That's
so when you said it, she was like.
That's you,
now, also, I'm glad that we have this on tape, because I hope I'm Jeff and Dan you. Heard all that.
Yeah. But you
know, forgot all those positive
things. Hey, Jeff
things.
And Dan, did you guys hear that?
Yeah, you forgot the part where he likes beer. That should be on there somewhere.
Like
too,
that actually is part of the
heat missing.
That,
yeah,
that's newer. That just like, started.
Not light beer.
Beer.
Straight beer.
Yeah. Don't tell everybody that I do that. They're gonna fucking start holding their hand out.
No, don't be doing
everywhere,
it. Don't do
everywhere
that.
Everywhere you go.
I will. No, that was just good timing.
It actually happens a lot.
That was just good timing.
And don't will she will.
But if I'm not in the mood, I will cuss you the fuck out.
Right.
Well, you should.
You will get.
If I
want to
do it, I will.
Scolded.
You could have said, I'm not feeling it right now.
No,
right.
But she was, so she
okay,
did
no,
it.
That, you, yeah, that was like, so, I was like, you. As soon as you, I was like, whoa, how did she do that?
She just said all your stuff.
She did, she got a lot.
There's nothing about finding like, something about yourself that you didn't know, though.
Yeah.
You know?
It's always a beautiful validation. Sometimes it tells you maybe that change you were looking to make, you need to make, or maybe
the tattoo.
Yeah, I mean, you're going.
When Nadia and I first physically met, because we had became friends over the internet on MySpace before we had met prior, I knew she was my best friend just by looking at her. I actually cried when I looked at her picture on Julie Heaps.
Yes.
MySpace.
Hey, give him Julie.
I know you know who Julie Heaps is.
Everybody knows who Julie is.
On MySpace.
Yes,
and
MySpace.
And I saw Naja's picture in her friend group, and I was just like, I don't know who she is. That's my best friend. And then I looked through the music she liked, and she liked Jeff Buckley, and I was like, fuck it, that's my best friend.
Crack
my girl.
Shout out to Jeff Buckley.
Fuck with you. And so, like, yeah.
Shout out to Jeff Buckley. I hope you're doing fine.
He's not. He's dead.
Oh, rest in peace, Jeff Buckley.
He's light, man.
I mean, he's probably doing great now.
He's light.
I hope you're doing great.
Light.
I mean, he's not here doing good, but he's doing great somewhere.
He's doing great somewhere. He's hopefully.
My bad.
What year was it that you guys met?
Holy crap.
Like 2004, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
One time we were drunk and we tried to time date it, because we got to go back. I mean, we grew up together, you guys. Like, I was a baby when I met Del. Like, and I mean, not in age wise, but
was
just
a virgin.
No,
right.
I was just like about. Fresh out the gate.
Yeah, she was practically.
I only had like one body on me. Like,
Don't touch me.
That's so bad. One body on you.
Only had one body on me.
So she was very innocent.
So you,
I was
you
kind of
murdered
worldly.
One person.
But she was. But it wasn't like a. It wasn't a.
So you
a,
murdered
a
one
tip.
Person.
Just, shut up! I didn't.
You said one body on.
No, she murdered just
put
you.
Nothing. I ain't put nobody on.
She
team.
Only murdered you.
Okay.
And that's all you need to
said
know.
One
Tony.
Body on her.
That's all you need to know, Tony.
Sorry from Compton. Sorry. One body on you. Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I didn't want to say one dick on you. But yeah, no, I mean, it wasn't like the snake and like Eve in the garden. It was more like there were a lot of things I wanted to try, and having the safety of another plus size girl who was she had more confidence than I did, and I learned a lot of that from Del. And then on top of that,
from being in San Diego,
yeah, you know, and then on top of just also like just her knowledge of music and her love for the same alternative. alternative music that I loved. So it was like seeing a mirror of like what I could be and I aspire to. And then we just loved one another.
Don't make me cry, bitch.
Bitch, I cried last night when I watched the band in Seattle.
Dale's
like,
knowledge
I ugly cried.
Is,
like I ugly honestly, like jiggle sobbing. Fat stomach cried. Like, I was sobbing.
Why? What the
between
fuck did
these
I say?
Two, the way they edited it, you guys, it was like you think
you are
like,
our baby. We love you. Okay?
It's like
we
you think you, about what people are gonna say at your funeral, and I felt like I was like watching what people your friends tell you
here.
What you think of you, but it was to see what they said. Girl, it was just beautiful. It was beautiful, both of you. It wasn't anything special that I don't know. Oh, I love you guys. My bestie in my booth for life.
Me with those Tito's, bitch. Make me cry over this motherfucker.
So back it in. Dale with her mind of music.
Shush. So my point being, after we got interrupted, is when I first met Nadja, I read her poem.
She did.
I made her cry, and it pretty much solidified our friendship.
Because
I needed her to know that I saw her.
Yeah.
And that was why I did what I did.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And I was just kind of like learning my skill of like being like a palm reader and like an intuitive healer. And so like it was a huge deal for me that it resonated so much for her, because I had so much self-doubt at that point when I was doing it. I was probably like maybe 29 or 30 when we met.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you how old I am now. I'm 47 and
bitch,
I'm like,
oh, I'm 42.
It's so crazy to hear Dale talk about self-doubt.
I know. Tony is so beautiful.
I love you, Tony.
He's such a like...
Dale's my sister.
He's such a like a...
You're my brother.
I don't know what to say. Like, he always just props us up, and it's really great because he like, I'll sometimes have moments at home and he'll be like, there's no room for doubt in this house. And I'm like, you're right. Because it's like...
There is none.
But it's nice to have somebody else, because me and Dale could doubt each other. We're like, what if this... I don't know, bitch. What if this happened? And we'll be together like kind of doubting. So it's really nice to have a third opinion to kind of...
There's no room for doubt. We live in a studio. There's no doubt. Okay,
it's
we
just me
create.
And you, no doubt.
Like, no doubt.
Yeah.
We actually met No Doubt at this theater.
This place, she told
she
me.
Sure did.
I did.
Really?
She told me.
Pictures.
Yeah,
I did.
I was here to see Alien Ant Farm. I was in. I remember it was like my first stint in beauty school.
Shout out to
Triton. And I was with my friend Nicole Figueroa, and we came and we met at beauty school, and we both said that we wanted to do rock star hair, so we were buddies. And we came here, and I remember like meeting, do you remember Joey G? I know you do.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
We ain't gonna talk shit, but you know.
No.
You know, and I know that we know. Zip. But I remember
God
the
bless
first
him.
Time
oh,
I met
God
him,
bless him
was here, and it was actually downstairs in the bar that the Moore has downstairs. And I actually saw a guy that I went to high school with. He was doing videographer for his like little, what was that little public access channel show he had?
Don't know.
It might have been the Seattle channel, I think.
And I was like,
because he was Tacoma.
Seattle channel.
He was sapping.
But they'll put artists from Tacoma on the Seattle
they
channel.
They really, they did. Totally. Well, what he would do, he was a promotion guy, and he would put on his bands and stuff on there. And he was there with some bands, and he just said that I could upgrade your tickets.
Oh, nice.
And so he did, and we went. Well, here's the thing. I never got the upgrade because I was coming in to get upgraded with Alien Ant Farm. And as soon as he was walking us in the door, I turned around, and all of No Doubt walked in, and I was like, yeah. And but somehow we all ended up at the Alibi Room underneath the
rest in peace, Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, but rest it. Well, she didn't die.
What?
Lodge.
She just
kind of
take a left through the door. Yeah. Take a left. Yep. Yes, sir.
But it was fun. Like we all ended up in the same bar, so we ended up with all the bands and stuff down at the Alibi Room. But
did No Doubt play?
They did not. Yeah. They were playing at the Tacoma Dome,
the Key Arena.
Okay.
And they were just kind of here. They were like, they knew all the bands in California know each other.
Yeah.
So they knew that Alien Ant Farm was playing.
Yeah, we did.
So
now
they just came down.
I kind of remember like Alien Ant Farm did that. They did that Smooth Criminal cover.
Hell yeah.
We spent a lot of time with them for a while.
Didn't they end up in Tacoma? They did.
Yeah.
We used to kick it with them quite heavy.
We used to
hang
out with Mike and Dryden all the time.
Yeah,
was that a Joey G?
Tyler. Yeah, that was a Joey G thing.
Were they Tacoma boys?
No, they were not.
They're from Riverside, I believe.
So our friend Joey G that we keep bringing up, he ran a production company called The Show Media. And so he would bring bands out on tour. We would work the door at some clubs that he would bring out on tour, or we would go on tour with them and do the green room setups and all that stuff. Like that was fun for us. You know, we were young girls.
He's still hustling. He's still
out there in
props to Joey G, man.
You know?
All love, no
he's,
hate.
He's never not working.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
That is the hustling ass person you ever meet.
He is. All love to Joey G.
But yeah, he was. He just we just ended up like he would take on the bands, and so when he would bring them out here, we would work for him. So we ended up spending
time. He treated me and Aja like gold.
Yeah, honestly, he's always been a really great friend for us. And always hooked us up. And we as young girls who just wanted to hang out with bands, and then you know have the have the option to also make it money.
Yeah, we
have
a corn.
I remember that. Or head PE.
Power Man 5000.
Oh, yeah.
Because we opened that show.
Yeah, I remember it. Oh, my God.
Wait, Power Man did their rehearsals here one time. And they probably sorted it out and went to that show.
What's that place called on the Tide Flats?
Oh, man. What is that?
Remember that?
Like, Jesus. You know what?
On the Tide Flats.
It doesn't even exist.
What? The shipwreck?
And it doesn't exist anymore. But every time I drive to my girlfriend Lauren's house, young lady that lead sings for Piston Ready, we go on the port of Tacoma, and we always pass by there, and I always remember that. I was like, boy, we sang out there. You remember that band Mantis?
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to play out there, too.
Right.
Those guys.
And then they became... After Mantis?
Well, I was just going to remember that they did that MTV stint on the show. They were on Battle for Ozfest. They had taken a couple people from the band.
Yeah, when Don was
Oh, that was that reality show?
Yeah, so those guys did that. So they were out here. And you guys played with them, I believe, one show. Yeah, I was going to say.
Lots of shows.
Lots of shows.
A lot of opening.
You got a lot of stage time.
Sounds
much
fun.
I mean, man, we had a good time. It's fun to reminisce. This is a fun time to reminisce about all the things we did since, you know, nobody can do anything right now.
No one can do shit.
Del Brown, how did you end up in Tacoma?
I like to party. I was 28, almost 29 years old. And I said, either I can be a party girl in San Diego and hang out with all these amazing bands like Rocket from the Crypt and Drive Like Jehu and Pinback, Three Mile Pilots, and oh God, so many good bands that I hung out with. A Miniature, No
Prayers.
Rafa's a really good friend of mine, actually.
Yeah.
Me and Rafa are very good friends. So
big fan of that dude.
Yep. But regardless, so it was either that or I was going to, figure out something else. And so I was living with someone at the time, and they're like, what if I sell my house and we move to Washington? Because I had a friend that lived in Renton, actually. And we went to go visit them a few times, and we really liked Seattle a lot. Mm-hmm. And we came out here when the weather was nice. It was in the summer.
That's how they get you.
You can't fuck with our summers.
Yep. I was like, no rain. They're lying. They're just trying to keep us away from this motherfucker.
In the rain in Seattle, we got to talk about.
Gotcha.
Of course, I moved out here, and it was the coldest. Hardest shit.
What year was that?
November happened.
Yeah,
November happened.
November wins.
2003, and
everybody's
fence
fell down.
It was definitely a little bit after my 29th birthday, and I remember the realtor us going, "Yeah, we really want to move to Seattle." Oh, you know, I have this really beautiful property in Tacoma, though. You guys are really going to love it.
Y'all.
And it's so close to Seattle. It's culturally almost the same place, except a little different, but you're going to love it. Ended up in the east side of fucking Tacoma.
Not near Tacoma.
During the fucking height of meth addiction. We're getting our garage kicked in every few weeks.
Not near Seattle.
You just got to put a sign
near fucking Seattle.
On the garage.
Portland Avenue.
Yeah,
that says no meth.
Yeah,
we have no meth.
Did all our meth.
Right.
You know, something.
Pardon our mess.
Out.
Still in business.
Yes.
These RVs have no meth in them. They're just broken down.
Yeah. So I ended up living in Tacoma, much to my dismay at that time.
Yeah.
Until I met Naja. My whole world opened up the moment. Well, no, actually, it was Julie Heaps.
Yeah.
Julie Heaps led me to Naja. And then after I met Naja, all the people that thought that I was a weird California, bubbly, loud bitch. They suddenly accepted me because I met Naja, and they're like, "Naja, cool as fuck. This bitch must be cool." And then I got involved with her and the music.
You know, the Hell's Kitchen. You remember the spot,
dude?
I remember.
You guys were you guys were there, but that's why I'm asking because you ended up in Tacoma in 2002, and so
I've
you
just
grew
been
up
here.
There.
Yeah, I went to Wilson High School in Tacoma.
What year did you? When did you turn 21?
I turned 21. Let's see, I was born in 79. I was 18.
Carry the four minus the three.
I don't know.
But when you met, you were already 21.
I was about 24. when I met her.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, you were 24.
I was 24, and I literally, like, I really had just lost my virginity. She's not joking.
And I was to an artist in Olympia. I was 29 when I met her.
To an artist in Olympia. And no, literally, we actually, she would mail me on MySpace all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We would see each other.
I'm sorry, you were in Olympia?
I was, no, I
definitely
no, just
lived in Lakewood.
I
lost my virginity. She lived in Lakewood when I met her.
You lived in Lakewood?
I lived in Lakewood.
Whoa.
I did. I moved from the North End.
My wife grew up in Lakewood.
All this crap that I got from living in Lakewood.
Yeah, that's when I was not.
Wait a minute.
That's not when I was adult and could do cool shit. At this age, you should not be living in Lakewood.
So I just moved from Lakewood like 3 weeks ago.
We moved in together.
So I was going to get this. How did you end up, Mr. Lobster de La Jolla? How did you end up in Tacoma?
Wait a minute.
When? Oh, God. When and how?
Just keep it short.
Yeah, no.
Baby.
No. Give me the long one.
Oh, give him the long one then.
Okay, I'll do
I don't say that very often.
Long,
I do.
Long stroking.
Exactly.
I say it every
time. First and foremost, I'm an artist, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, okay. I went to the Army, and I got stationed in Fort Lewis. I did my time there, and I shook all that shit away from me, okay?
Yeah, and stayed.
Yeah, it's done, okay?
And then you stayed.
Oh, yeah, I stayed. I love this place.
It's awesome.
You know, I didn't want to go back home to L.A. or whatever. You know, it's like, yeah, I loved it out here, you know. So it's like I found myself. I went to phase two. You know, I grew up. I went to became an adult out here, you know, and I knew I couldn't bring that shit back to L.A. because I knew, you know, people was going to try to bring me back down to where I was coming from. And, you know, a lot of people's kind of really got some bad egos out there to really – try to make it seem like how you are supposed to be, how they expect you to be. You know, it's like out here, I'm free to be who I am.
There you go.
And people don't understand that. Yeah. You know,
that's great.
So that's why I stay out here. Yeah. That's why this is my home.
And so what year did you get out of the Army?
February 2nd, 2006.
I bet you remember that date.
Very
important date in your life. Right. It's like your second birthday right there.
They had the date there. Exactly. 2:08 p.m.
I was already out of my cocoon before I got out. It was just like, you guys, please. I'm done.
Yeah.
How does that...
I can't do this shit no more.
Yeah. What's that... So you wake up the first day that you're not in the military. And are you like, what do I do now?
Yeah, it was like that. But I was out of the military a few months before I was actually out. It was just kind of like...
Wait a minute.
I was brainwashed. You know, they got me in that September 11th stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
You know, I hate to admit that, but yeah, they got me in all that. It's kind of like...
That's fair.
Like I said, I went out here, I grew up, I was like, this doesn't seem odd. You know what I mean? This seems really odd,
it's
you
a
know
little
what I mean?
Odd.
Like, yeah.
It's a good word for it.
I think I'm, you know, not realist.
I'm going to let the clock run out.
Yeah.
We'll just call it square.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can also hit the fact check button whenever
and
you're ready.
And smoke weed and do other drugs and stuff because that's what I want to do.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm
right, right.
You gotta, I don't do other drugs if my mom's listening.
Listen up, all my family, if you're still alive, I do other drugs, okay?
If you're listening, if not, I do all the drugs.
All of my family, I do all the drugs in a row, okay?
Shut up.
Let them know.
None of these girls do any drugs. I do them all.
He told my mom that I don't smoke
weed.
They
might be at the house.
Okay.
But the gentleman's doing them.
Every drug that's been invented has been in my system.
My mom knows I smoke weed.
Okay, all my family out there.
I've never done ketamine, ever.
Except for ketamine. I would never do that shit.
All right, party monster.
I would never do that shit.
I never did it.
Have you guys done the, what's the one?
The bath salts?
No,
I've done bath salts.
No.
They work good with your plants.
Crack and wax.
They
say
they're good with your pants. Your plants.
No, with your plants. If you add Epsom salt.
That's not bath salts.
Oh, I thought it was.
The one where you go into
altar. See, my baby don't know what that is.
DMT?
That's the one. Have you done that?
DMT?
No, never.
Oh, the entire DMT?
Yes, I have done.
Oh, that's just dank.
Yeah.
I did that before. It was fun.
Yeah. Where'd you get it?
She's over here lying. She's over here cheering off camera.
Where'd you get it?
You know there's a camera right there.
No, it's on camera.
You look sus as fuck.
You're on camera.
Sus. Oh, real camera?
Yeah, man. Sus, shit.
Yeah. Got it. Sus is fine.
Oh, man. Just got done it. Oh. Wait. And if you could find me some more.
Hold the fuck up. We're on
my
camera.
My phone number is 253. Yeah.
That one's for you.
Look into the camera.
Oh, and shit. That one's for me, and this one's for Steve, and that one's for Dan.
I did the pin. I did hear about the powder. Somebody told me that they did
the powder.
That they did some powder, and that they turned into a cartoon, and I was like, well, then I definitely need to.
What was this? What drug was this?
DMT.
DMT.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one.
It's naturally occurring in your body.
Yeah. I'll tell you the best drug to do.
Yeah, it's a natural.
That's how you dream.
It's a back in the day drug.
DMT is why and how you dream.
No, it's back in the day, way before that. It was asthma. When I had asthma, it's called Beclovent. Right. It was inhaler.
Wait,
what's that one drug?
Let me tell you something. It's a hallucinogen. Let me finish. It came in a brown inhaler.
I don't know.
Look. You inhale that shit. You know what I'm saying?
We're not telling people how to do drugs.
Once or twice.
Wait a minute.
Twice, right?
Yeah, wait a minute.
I swear, I had to.
Wait a minute.
Listen up. Look, I didn't have a Super Nintendo at the time or Yoshi, but I saw those motherfuckers in my fucking. Like, I'm like, what?
How old were you?
I was like 12.
Wait a minute.
Was that a drug that your doctor prescribed?
It was definitely Kaiser Permanente.
She didn't call that the company.
The allergist.
Is it an allergy pill?
I'm going to need to get the name of your doctor.
For starters.
Dr. Gambrill.
Right.
Dr. Gambrill.
Oh, my God.
Back in the day.
Is he local?
Listen.
Is he a local guy?
Beckleman is no joke. I was like, damn. All of a sudden, my sister see me, and I was pissing in the corner.
Oh, God.
Dad, it was a quick, like, a hallucinogen high. Right. The enemy pissing in the corner. I'm just saying. Dana, if you remember that shit.
We're on Howard Stern right now.
She was
now.
Like, Dana's like, are you peeing?
Wait, you kind of look like if Robin was fat.
I'm into it.
Wait a minute.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know.
You're hotter than Robin.
Yeah. Good answer, Jeff.
Thank shout out to Beckleby. You can't
don't
find that
me.
No more.
It's brown on camera. It's on camera.
We can edit that part in.
No. It was a steroid.
I like the little word.
It was
word
a steroid,
right?
Too, because you have to rinse your mouth out.
You still talking
you know
about
I mean?
That drug?
Yeah, that shit was life-changing.
It left a mark.
Like,
it was good.
Yeah, it was dope.
Oh my
to
God.
Be honest,
it was
I only
literally
pretend
dope.
Like I've done drugs to like seem cool to like people that are cooler than me.
Listen, you know what drug I'm high on?
What?
My own
life.
My own life.
Me too.
Woo!
Lauren Hill, thank you.
Yes. Ask us some more questions. So
high on life.
Okay, how about this? How about this? Okay, so what is the next thing on the books for Miragloss?
Well, we're actually
so much shit.
We
exactly.
are. We've got a couple things. So we have three
world,
more songs that we're going to finish.
Make a North Sudan.
We are going to
cryptocurrency.
I do want to get into that, but we are actually going to be working with another really amazing artist. His name is Villennium. Brian Veal from Tacoma, Washington. Amazing, you guys, indie hip hop artist. Like, he's just has like vocals, he's got bars, he's so
all
amazing
that.
Just an amazing dude. So we actually went into the studio with this producer, Jay Battle Creeps, Murky Miller. He's done a ton of stuff for a
he's
ton
dope.
Of artists out here. And we recorded a song, and then we went back and listened to it in our bad, because it was like, is this corny? It's corny. And we literally were like, we literally have a song that we can release, but it's we literally thought we were like, this is
it's fucking corny.
It's just like,
as fuck.
It's like it's one of those songs where we're just talking about how great your self esteem is, but it's just too much.
It's like an indie IRE shit.
But you're gonna put it out there.
No, we are
fuck
not gonna put
no.
it out there.
No.
So what we decided to do is we feel like, you know, sometimes if you can't work yourself out of a box, sometimes it's nice to give the box to someone else. So we gave it over to Veal, and he's helping us write ourselves out of into
Steve,
something
like
more amazing.
I do. The corner. The corner.
And so
I
did him for you.
We are going in, and we are
sure
going
like,
to be doing
like
a, three
like
songs
some,
with him
some
and finishing
cool
our album,
work.
And then going back into the studio with Creeps and recording. And then we're going to be releasing our album probably sometime this spring. So we are going to we're going to do a full, it's going to be a full album all the way through.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to KEXP. We're hoping to get that in studio finally.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we're just working on finishing up some new music so that we can actually move forward. We have another really great relationship we're building with Steve Fisk.
Hallelujah.
And and so we're looking to really do some like kind of broaden our specs and like do some really cool stuff with our next
did
album.
You just say broaden our specs? That was kind of tight.
Bitch.
So
we are tight.
What's a spec?
Specs. Specs. Yeah, what's a spec?
You know, like when you're gonna build something, you get specs
right
about
oh,
what you're But like, if you want specifications, but if you want to make it bigger, you need to broaden your specifications.
Okay.
Damn, that was
And we'll definitely be doing some shit with Eric Blood. What's up, son?
Yeah. What's up, bud? Yeah. I ain't met you yet, but I feel like you my blood.
Oh, my God, you're going to love him.
Yeah, so, yeah, lots of music coming up.
I'll be stalking you, though.
It's going to be
really
cool.
That's me on Twitter.
We're so excited. Super excited.
No, awesome. I'm just playing blood. That
so, like, are you guys, like, COVID goes away.
Yeah.
And you can't wait to do a live performance with a real audience.
Jesus.
Yeah. COVID,
I mean, do you guys wake up and think about that every morning?
I will say that the last show that we were supposed to do before COVID was about to be a bucket list for me. We were going to open up for goodness.
Yep.
Carrie. Which is my shit.
Oh, that's the one that got. Oh, you didn't get to do that one.
No, they got excuse me. Carrie Aukery has just her own separate band. Mm-hmm. She also comes from Hammerbox, and
which is how I know about her.
And she's an amazing mentor and friend to Dell and I.
She's amazing.
She's just a beautiful person, and was my shit when I was a kid. Like,
Hammerbox was mine.
And so we actually got asked to open up for them. Yeah. We were about to do that, and then COVID happened, and they had to shut the show down. But it was postponed.
Maybe you'll get to do it at the new Crocodile because it moved.
Yes, I hear that it's excited an amazing about that. Place.
Did you go to the, what was it? It was the restaurant. It was El Gaucho.
It was El Gaucho.
Is El Gaucho about to roll through?
No, the place that used to be El Gaucho is now the Crocodile.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. And there's going to be like a hotel.
El Gaucho's gone?
It moved before.
Okay.
Oh.
But that building that it used to be in, that's going to be the Crocodile now.
Nice.
And there's going to be a hotel. Yeah, there's one. It's just right through that door.
Nice.
And you'll see there's a little dressing room in there.
Oh, I'll go after you.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I knew that they moved. I wasn't aware that it was like already had happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. So yeah, no. Yeah. So that's going to be really cool. I'm excited. I can't wait to play shows again, but honestly, I got to keep it real. I can't wait to play shows again, but I honestly cannot wait to attend a show again because anything. Like, I mean, I had a huge summer. I was getting ready to go to Coachella.
Fans and music. Fans
that
and
were
music.
Going to let me rent their casita for $1,000. I'm going to have a full casita with a pool for a week to myself. I was going to see my favorite band, Friendly Fires. I've never seen them before. They don't play in America. They're from England. And then I was going to go see Kate Renata, and then I had tickets to Tame Impala, and then I was going to Europe to go tour Marie Antoinette's Gardens in Versailles. I was about to have
you were going
the summer, okay?
It was about Kate Renata. I put some money in your pocket.
Sounds like a Netflix
vinyl.
Series that you were about
right?
to like check
Seriously?
Out.
Did you want to watch that shit?
Somebody needs to Kate Renata.
Someone needs to follow you around with a camera
right?
on that.
I felt like that was going to be interesting.
Okay, Kate Renata, peace.
was that going to be the summer 2020?
That was going to be this summer. And it didn't happen. But, you know, I mean, I can't be too mad because I got to meet Tony.
So
that's the trade-off.
But that's it. You know, I got laid off, and I was just like, hey, I'm going to do music.
And then we met. And so
where did you saw the show, but then we met on
Tinder, and we talked for about a month.
It was like a year before. So it was like my cousin's birthday was September 24th. That was the day they performed at the Spanish Ballroom.
At the McMinimins in Tacoma.
Yeah, so I went there specifically to look for, you know, to support my cousin. I just came back from that day from seeing my uncle in Vegas, his father, you know. So I went down there. You know, I saw them perform. I didn't know who they were.
Didn't speak or anything. Mm-hmm.
I saw them dancing and stuff, you know.
What'd you think?
They blew me away. You know what I mean?
Good question, Jeff. What did you think?
Exactly. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? I was like, how come they come here like 10 minutes earlier? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, seriously, like, for real, you know? So, you know, like, I haven't been out. You know, I'm not an outgoing person. I don't go out, period, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was just like.
Tony makes music.
That's what I do. I just sit at home and make music.
You hold up.
So it was like my first time ever out.
Yeah.
Was that time. So it was just kind of like. It was very fun.
Good
me.
One.
Yeah.
Right?
We didn't meet that day.
No, we didn't meet
no,
that
No, we
day.
Didn't meet, you
we
know.
We met on
just,
Tinder.
Yeah, yeah. Later?
Later. I saw him later, on Tinder. Like, I saw him on Tinder, and then I messaged him, and he didn't message me back for 4 days.
This is about 9 months later.
4 days.
So
no,
when you
hold on,
Tony. This is about 9 months after I saw
it
you guys.
It was about 9 months.
So, yeah. Tony, when you got the Tinder message.
I thought it was fake.
Did you realize it was her from the show?
No, I thought it was fake.
I thought it was fake. Because
I don't get how girls holler. Whatever,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't get none of that shit. Yeah. You know
see how he compliments me at every turn.
I thought it was fake because
so
I was
sweet.
Like, you know, I didn't want to, you know, put my toes in the water right away. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just kind of like, you know, try to play it cool. But she was kind of like, hey, you don't talk or message back.
I'll do that.
No, dude, she just she just looked at you right now and like, said 4 days.
Yeah,
4 days. She just totally did that. So.
By the way, this is super cute because this is the first time that they've actually openly talked about their relationship since they've been in the band.
We try not to because it looks like I put my boyfriend in the band.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't want to sound
like that. If anybody put Tony in the band, it was me.
What it sounds like is that Dell saw the reality of what happened.
Yes.
Look, it's like there's a reason. This thing happens for
skills,
a reason, right?
They got skills. Absolutely. I got skills. Yeah. And it just matched. Yeah. Okay?
It did.
You know what
it all came together. It's a beautiful relationship. And, you know, Dell and Tony are really good friends. And they've both done an amazing thing. And they fostered a relationship.
The fact that you didn't suggest it. That's the good, you know, like the fact that it had to work at all. That little, it's a triangle that turned into a circle, right?
That's no, it really was.
I was trying to figure out, why am I not in it? You guys need me. I was like,
I need to be in the band. She's
that's
like,
what I'm saying. Before, I'm like, I'm before I even said that, Dale was like, you know, you should be in this.
You guys talked before you guys talked.
She mentioned it to him and then they mentioned it to me. But I love the way that happened. That is honestly the most comfortable and perfect way. It was very, that's what I feel like it was.
It would have to be.
I feel like
orgasmic, but organic,
because it can't be orgasmic. That's not how it works.
Not between the three of us.
No. Just artistically.
Leave us to Dell.
Just us two. Yeah.
Artistically.
Yeah. Leave it to Dell.
Leave it up to Dell.
What, to be sexual? I'm a Scorpio, bitch.
To make me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, always. Okay, I'm going to take a potty break. You guys talk about stuff.
Yes. Right. The potty is straight ahead.
Through there? To the left.
I'm in a relationship, and I'm really happy. Left.
Yes, Dell is.
Hey, Dell, you got a boyfriend?
Actually, they are non-binary.
All right.
They are them. They. Yeah. But they are. They are.
You got a partner.
They are heteronormative. We are heteronormative presenting, and they are male presenting.
Easy on the eyes too.
Oh God damn.
Yeah.
Can I talk about how beautiful Brandon Anejo is?
Yes, please do.
I'm in love with that one. That one brought me flowers today because I was gonna do this interview.
Oh. That's amazing.
Oh,
nice. That's a classy move.
And not because...
That's a classy move.
Not so you would mention the name.
No, he can literally model any clothing that you want to wear.
No.
Yeah. He'd be like, he's a personal mannequin.
Yeah. They, actually. I mean, but you can say he.
Well, you know what I mean.
Pretty sure I call them he all the time.
Yeah, I mean, he's a personal mannequin.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, wear that. Beautiful. Oh, I think I'll look good in that. Let me have that.
And they are also a performing musician. They went to the Tacoma School of Arts.
Very talented.
And extremely talented. They play guitar, bass, drums.
Voice is out of
Are they joining the band?
No. I think
Dell and
That'd be a little bit. That'd be a little much.
I would like to do a project with them, but I mean, I'm not trying to pressure them because they're a little bit shyer than I am. But I'm hoping it'll turn into
like you want it to be like that organic food thing that you were talking about earlier.
That orgasmic fluid thing?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
That
those
too?
Those are all that.
But it's funny. It's like sometimes, you know, they would start singing. Like yesterday, you know, I was like, hey, I wish you were in front of my microphone.
The two of you?
You know, you got to catch.
The two of you?
You got to catch them.
We sing together all the time.
Yeah. You got to catch them at a certain time, you know, just kind of like.
Did you get it on tape?
No, I'm like. Gotta get over like, here, you know. But yeah, you know, I mean,
I have to push them a little bit, but
Brandon and Dell, they literally live like 6 blocks away.
Oh, yeah.
Same street.
Because we have to be together.
we have to be together.
All of us. You know, like they're our quarantine. Like,
yeah.
Like
you got the bubble.
Yeah. Like I mean, part of the reason why I think Brandon and I like happened so quickly is because of COVID.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
You get a lot more quality time.
Oh, heck yeah, because that dude's like, he's emotionally mature. He's not a 28-year-old that you would think of.
Yeah.
Like he went past my, you know, my test and all that. You know, he's a mature 28-year-old. It's kind of like, I still try to be like, look, where are you going to slip up at? He hasn't, you know.
No.
That's just who he is, you know. Yeah. He's just a genuine.
That's good.
Because his parents are beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
They raised a good egg.
They did. Like, yeah. I'm going to say his because it's just going to make things easier. Their parents, though, they raised a really good egg because they have a really solid relationship. And I believe that watching them, like, kind of go through all their crazy shit,
right,
like made him like want for that and made them want to fight for that.
Yeah, but the patience this guy has at 28 years old, I'm like, if I was that age and I had his patience and his wisdom, you know what I mean? I would have been so ahead of the game. You know what I mean?
Would have been different.
Wow. They love
my 47-year-old mind. Between me and you guys, and we can edit this.
We can edit
his parents are 7 years older than me.
Yeah, it might have been.
God damn it.
Edit.
My girl.
Dale, Jesus.
Damn right.
They chased me.
Dale.
His parents did not chase me. They chased me.
Yeah, no, Dale. I got you.
Yeah, they were the aggressor. Yeah. I was not. Like, I was not trying to even be about that life. I was like,
all right. No one's judging.
Yeah.
There's no judging.
No judgments here. You know, none.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Trust. But yeah, like, I mean, I've grown a lot. I mean, honestly, like, during this lockdown, during COVID, like, they, you know, like, having time to really reflect, like, and being in this relationship with them, like, they've really made me, like, understand, like, what the fuck I want. Like, I'm going to go back to school because of their encouragement. Like,
that's great.
Oh, yeah.
They give me so much confidence and encouragement, like, every day. And I feel very blessed, you know? Like, I do. Like, I got my best friends, like, rocking along with me.
Yeah.
You know, I got, like, what I believe could possibly be the love of my life, like, hanging out at home with, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, like.
It's all good,
man. I'm so happy for you guys.
I mean, like, I'm what so else do you want in life? Yeah, unless someone would like to Venmo me $1 million.
No, you
know. It's at NAJAMONIQ-TODD.
Somebody wants it.
Also, my PayPal, NAJAMONIQ@gmail.com. Y'all will help a young black woman achieve her highest dreams of bouginess.
Help me.
Bouginess. We need to bouginess. A path to bouginess. Help us.
Okay,
help
us get to the
path. Okay, what's your favorite Jeff Buckley song?
Oh, fuck. Do you want me to sing it?
I want you guys to sing it together.
No, they're not the same.
Oh,
okay, all right.
See,
okay.
Tell you first.
My favorite ones would be the ones that came out.
Oh, they're not the same song.
Hell no, never.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No. Okay, here. I'm going to go. True self is what brought you here to me. A place where we can't expect this love. Friendship battled down by useless history, unexamined failure. Oh, that's my share right there.
Yes, beautiful.
You will find that on Sketches of My Sweetheart, the Drunk. That was the post. Posthumous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to say that word.
Posthumous.
Yes. Posthumous. Yeah, there you go. Thanks, man.
Whoa. I better go with that good vocabulary.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Okay, sing your shit, Nadia.
It's never over. A kingdom for a kiss upon a shoulder. It's never over. All my riches for a smile when my skin's so soft against her. It's never over. All my blood for the sweetness of her laughter. Cause it's not too late.
Hey.
And that is Lover, You Should Have Come Over.
It's Off Grace.
Off of Grace. I have it tattooed on my body.
Tony ain't gonna sing.
I don't have a favorite Jeff Buckley.
So. Tony's getting into Jeff Buckley. Like,
yeah, I'm just getting into it.
Yeah,
you know?
it's been really fun. Tony has a very old genres. Soul when he goes to music, and he does love
open
some
ear.
He's a very open ear, and he does know some of the current stuff. But it's been kind of really cool because it's kind of fun to be able to show him stuff that he doesn't know about, and he's so receptive, and he's so like,
yes,
you know,
it's
open and wonderment, and so it's like
my
exciting to
favorite.
Show him. It's like when you showed your friend your favorite song, and then they. It was like their favorite song.
No, and
that's what it's like.
No, like he gets so fucking.
He's like, what is this?
Like, I'm like showing him some shit from 1977.
What the fuck is this?
Some random fucking band, and he's just like, oh my god, oh my god,
that's me.
Oh my god, Yeah. My favorite thing to do is just like bring him albums.
It's
just
so
like bring
fun.
Him vinyl.
I have a section of Dell.
He's a Dell section in his record collection of things that she's given
him. She buys you so many records.
It's so cute. But I mean, it's just wonderful to like, it's like almost re-getting to know and rediscovering your favorite music by right. watching someone else rediscover it. And it's been amazing.
With that joy still.
That
like,
joy.
Yeah, like, it's not jaded yeah. at all.
It's not. I mean, I remember. I mean, y'all remember sitting in your room, listening to an album and pulling out the liner notes
like
and reading
first,
the words.
Like, James Addiction
just
record.
Sit yeah. there, just read them over and over. It's my favorite song
yeah,
right
the second
here.
Second Fishbone record.
Oh my God. Yeah, when you brought the Fishbone to yeah, me. Oh my God.
That's
where that went.
Dell brought me the Fishbone album.
You was drunk as a god.
Are you talking about that Truth and Soul album?
Oh my God, the Truth and Soul album.
It's the Desert Island.
I'm sorry, it read me. It is.
It's a Desert Island album.
You talking about
what's that?
Is it a Desert Island?
Did you know that that's what I gave him?
Well, I didn't know that you
yes.
gave him that, but
that
is
gave
that. It's one of my favorite records.
Yes.
You know, Moore,
should I sing Boning in the Boneyard right now?
Yes.
For everybody?
We're leaving if you don't.
Okay, like little known fact, and we can edit this out. When I was 16 years old,
say it.
Lived in San Diego.
Say it. Say it.
Yeah. Andrew Moore from Fishbone, the singer, used to hang out a bunch in San Diego.
Okay.
We had family in San Diego.
Say it.
And I walked up to him with a condom. And I said, will you take my virginity?
He said,
and he
no.
proceeded to hang out with me all night. Like a G. Like he was hanging out with his cousin. His cousin was like hating. His little young ass little like fucking 14-year-old cousin. It was like an old ages show.
Right.
And he hung out. He introduced me to all his friends. He like kept giving me little kisses on the forehead and like hugging me and stuff. You can tell I'm drunk because I'm slurring a little bit. Anyway, my point being is, he gave the condom back, kissed me on the forehead, and said, I would never want to ruin you, girl. And for that, Angelo Moore,
that's a true dude.
I salute you. I love you, baby.
That's a true dude right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and then I met him years later.
Or you don't have
but.
And he told me that I looked like one of his ex-girlfriends, which isn't the same story,
we
but
both met
this is stupid. That stuff kind of happens to us. We always don't have the same experience, but we do be running in the same
I'm just going
to
interject this, and yes. we can edit this out, too, but... It would have been pretty cool
if
to lose your virginity to Angelo Moore. That's I'm just, you know what?
You know, how old were you? Were you of age?
If I could have chosen,
okay,
if I could have chosen. If I could go back in time and I could choose who I lost my virginity to or Angelo Moore, I'd choose Angelo Moore.
Yeah, you say good.
I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to go on record.
You know,
I
don't want to.
I tried.
Yeah.
I tried.
I'm going to go with that too.
Yeah. I have a picture with him.
You
I met
do.
Him. Yeah, I met him years and years ago at Sasquatch.
Oh,
and,
nice.
He's like the first Sasquatch.
He's about to literally go up on stage.
He's got his horn.
And I'm like, hey, man, can I get a picture? And he's just like,
Jesus, dude.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm like this. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I'm heavy metal, white, dorky, heavy metal, white guy. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, and I'm like,
so excited.
He's like putting his hat on and strapping the suspenders, yes. and he's just like, up the stairs,
that's
and I'm just like, oh,
and he had a
cool.
sax. Didn't he have a sax on there too?
I've
seen the picture. He had
a
sax on.
Oh, darn it! I should have
brought
it.
Yeah, we saw that bummer shoot. Yeah. There was actually a time that Dell and I actually used to do what do you call it?
A blog, like a blog.
Well, I mean, what would you call it? Like journalistic work for.
A
blog called Bang Style.
I was a journalistic photographer.
She was.
With my iPhone.
Remember we got the camera from Homeboy from, didn't Sergio or somebody?
Oh yeah, no, Sergio did.
Then the Sparrow's camera and we took it up. Yeah. And I used to work for this hair blog called Bang Style. They would give me credentials and send us out. Actually,
so many cool bands.
The beginning of Mirror Gloss actually starts with going to Bumbershoot and we got an interview. One of the bands we got an interview with was AM
and
Sean
Lee.
Lee. And
props
then,
to Sean Lee.
Props to Sean Lee, one of our silver favorite
Sean.
People. We actually
Fox, gun.
Went and I interviewed. When I did my interviews, I didn't want to ask people the same questions they already been asked. So I did some research, and then I realized that Sean Lee had actually played and hung out with Jeff Buckley like in the last months of his life. And
word.
So when we got into the interview, I started talking to him about it, and as we just got into it, he told us all these amazing personal stories. And we were only supposed to have 5 minutes
right.
with him, and we ended up sitting for like 55 minutes just talking.
Swear to God, if Sean Lee like comes and kicks it, me and Nadra are just gonna kick it.
Yeah, because he's amazing. He's amazing. He's so amazing. And I mean, A.M. and Sean Lee, they're like today's day of like Hall & Oates. If you like Hall & Oates, look up A.M. and Sean Lee. Fuck with them. It's like the most like enjoyable ass
music. It is delightful.
Don't we get irritated when people are like too cool to admit that they like Hall & Oates?
No, you know what? I got like, so many clips.
Stop doing that. Stop.
I'm like, I'm a big Journey fan, and people are always like kind of snicker. And
you gotta stop that.
I'm like, you liar. You know you like Journey.
You love Hall & Oates. You love Daryl Hall.
Michael McDonald and Hall & Oates.
Michael McDonald. You love that gray face.
I'm getting tattooed on my arm like Matt Rushmore.
Go listen to All My Arms.
I'm not kidding.
Pat LaBelle. And tell me don't like Michael McDonald.
You can't listen to On My Own.
You cannot listen to On My Own.
It'll be Michael McDonald.
I don't like Michael McDonald.
Hall & Oates. You gotta get one more.
Kenny Loggins.
Journey.
That's Kenny Loggins. You know,
I mean, you gotta go with Kenny Loggins.
Those are the guys.
Oh, man.
Those are the guys.
Sometimes my life. I've been wondering why.
But if you don't want it to be,
hey, I'm gonna wait for your side.
A miracle. Stand up and fight.
This is it. Hey, make no mistake where you are.
If you were in the 70s, you wanted to be on the radio. You didn't have to do anything other than get Michael McDonald to sing backup on your song. And that was it.
Totally impressed.
Sailing takes me away to where I'm going. Christopher Cross.
Plus, he's singing and he's playing the keys, too.
Steely Dan.
Don't mess with Sailing.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
But you know the best song.
He's playing the keys and singing.
So many promises.
Oh, God.
That it would be easy.
Oh, my own.
Oh, my own. That shit's done.
Look.
Fire.
Why did it end
Stop.
This way?
The fur coat they had on the video, though. They both had fur coats on, right, in the video. We get some footage of that.
So many times, I don't remember now.
Was it snowing?
No, Michael McDonald.
He was on every.
He came from somewhere
was it snowing?
Back in long ago.
It was.
Sentimental fool. To recreate what is meant to be created. Those were bars.
What a fool.
Hey. Also, like.
Was that okay? Was that hey, that piano was arpeggiated, right?
I'm just the like. The shyest band you've ever interviewed in your life.
No shit.
Nothing to say.
You guys?
So shy.
Not a thing.
Guys, come on.
Oh, shit. We're okay?
Open up. Open up a little. This is like, it's like,
you gotta give us, something.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just embarrassed that I don't know, like, the words like you guys.
The best thing, we have the craziest story. We used to hang out with this metal band, Mantis. And we would have the bus parked on the street. And so there'd be, like, groupie girls outside, bam, and on the door, like, trying to get in. And they think we're in there with strippers, cocaine, and, like, shots.
Cocaine?
No, we're in there smoking a joint.
Listening to Michael McDonald.
It was silly. And so then the door would open and a bunch of weed smoke would come out and they're here. What a fool.
It was me, Clint, and Adair.
And just dancing. And it's insane because we find it so funny because we know they out there thought we were like in like a freaking Motley Crue video. We're like, this is like,
can we take a break?
The other side of the mirror.
Yeah.
There's no break.
No, there are no breaks.
We could do this. You know what, Dan?
Yep. Teddy Riley, coming on side. We got to get right. I can't freestyle at all. About to take y'all to the mall. Blue cool.
Hello,
I'm all sodium.
Thank you better. You love me better. Thank you.
It's great.
Woo! Don't you forget about me, man.
Hey, we're back. We're back. We're back.
I'm pretty sure we never left.
No, we never left. We're back. We're back. We're back.
I'm pretty sure we never left.
No, we never left.
Oh my God.
We didn't go anywhere, did we?
I didn't go pee.
Nobody peed.
Nobody.
Nobody smoked. No joints or nobody, drugs or nothing.
Nobody refilled their beverage.
Nobody did shit.
Hey.
Nobody read palms.
Nobody.
I don't do that. I read psalms, nigga. Ooh,
you read psalms? What's that white shit on that $20 bill?
That's 2020 cocaine.
It's dandruff.
That's dandruff. That's psoriasis.
This is my life.
What is all this?
Absolutely.
It's high praise. Do you hear me?
That's why I don't live alone.
I said, we got some fucking kids in Seattle and started hitting on these.
Look at these babies.
Damn, look at them blue eyes. Yo, them motherfuckers is blue as a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. So that you can see. You can face your hair.
And I'd also like to point out that I'm not using those Hollywood eye-enhancing drops that make your...
Yeah,
you
know,
have you ever tried caffeinated eye drops?
No, this is just a gift.
Oh, a gift. From
Kim Chuss. Oh, yeah, those are... Why,
you're welcome.
What did I... Why are you throwing that? Throw the bird at me?
He really hit us with a you're welcome.
Hey, I did a dab one time. Shout out to Tricone. I did a dab one time. Hey, check this out. My eyes are straight up gray. I looked in the mirror. My shit was gray. And I ain't fucking lying. I was like, whoa. Do I got cataracts or what? You know what I mean? I was like, whoa.
Have you ever heard of weed? I'm telling you,
caffeinated eye drops. It's the way to go.
Okay.
Young people.
Will I look like a brown
young people, let's bring it in.
Yes, sir.
Let's bring it in.
I love you guys, too.
Give us... All right, bring us home. Let's wrap this bad boy up.
My
bring us home.
Really
what are you guys? What are you guys excited to tell us about?
Listen up.
Is that the shout out you wanted to give, Dad?
Yeah, man.
I'd like to give a shout out to my pussy because it's so tight.
I do not know anything about that. Okay.
Okay, fine.
As her brother,
let's try that again.
I do not know
how about shout outs take two?
Okay, shout outs.
Who do you want to give shout outs to before we go?
Oh, wait.
So many shout outs.
You gave a lot of shout outs. I don't think you forgot anybody.
Audra.
You said to her, you talked about her. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Russell Manning.
You talked about him.
No, I did not.
You did.
I did.
You did.
And I feel free. I feel free.
Word.
Oh, my God.
And if you get Del,
Del, is that bottle of Tito's gone?
Almost. Yeah.
We got Cheetos?
Oh, my God.
We got Cheetos. Cheetos.
No, Del took it.
We have a few other thank yous.
We might give a goddamn Cheetos, though.
We would like to give a thank you and a shout out to Fennessy. He produced a good chunk of the songs that you guys are enjoying.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, again, Eric Blood, because he's just done so much to help us out. I want to give a shout out to Steve Fisk, Millennium, Kelvin Penn. We also want to give a shout out to Lizzie and Carl of Creature Hole.
Creature Hole.
You know, those are our boo-boos.
I love them.
Awesome. Yes, again, Breaks and Swells.
Breaks and Swells, Derek Jones,
any other bands that we can think of that have given us the love?
Oh my God, I feel like we're missing somebody. Hall and Oates. I'm missing. Yeah.
What about, okay, so.
They're not listening.
Who keeps your car running?
Who keeps my car running?
I don't have a car.
Well, my car keeps running, but if you guys want to check out any more stuff from Naja Monique from Mirror Gloss, you guys can check out Mirror Ready Glam. I do own a salon where I do tooth gems, I do hair, amazing, amazing fantasy hair, and I also do microblading and on-site styling.
There you go.
And also, we want to give a shout-out to DJ Lobster De La Hoya. You guys can check him out.
Yes, yes, yes.
Solo Mister. On his Instagram.
Delicious Brown.
Delicious Brown.
Hey, look up LBSTRDELA. Hoya, listen up. SoundCloud got free beats, y'all. I'm cheap, you guys. Free beats. I'm hungry.
And what do you want to say, Dan?
And as far as all the Mirror Glass stuff, where can people check that out?
The first place you guys can check everything out is if you want to get all-encompassing social media things, you can go to www.mirrorglossmusic.com. We definitely are on Instagram as Mirror Gloss and Facebook as well.
And
that has everything. And we also have a blog called Beauty Feeds Music, or Music Feeds Beauty, excuse
me. Show you rock.
And that will be dropping some new stuff here in the next couple of months.
That's outstanding.
It's my life.
Show you rock.
Thank you guys so much
for
coming up.
Totally. That's Del doing the beatbox in the background.
Thank you guys so much.
That is like, that is the most energy I think this show has ever absorbed in one
scene.
Can we get some more beatboxing though?
And then like, when you guys come back.
I got a bar though.
Oh no, we're coming back.
Oh, you're damn right.
I'm hoping to get a haircut. when you guys come back is what I'm
you know, I'll do that shit live.
All right, no, I feel that.
Only because you're flying, you look like a silver fox.
I
need to
fade. I got a ball.
It's good, right?
Yeah,
it's good.
All right,
it's
thank good. You. Thank you.
Jeff.
I love you guys.
We love you.
This has been Seattle Today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah,
I love you. And Seattle Today.
Yes, it has.